This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. The buzz in the land, that's what we're talking about. Wells Fargo CEO resigning in the wake of that big scandal at that bank where supposedly there was just so much pressure to bring in the money. Have you had pressure in your life, let me ask you, to bring in the money? And did you decide to, as a result, swindle millions of people and set them up with fake accounts? Not a good thing. You knew when he was getting grilled on the Hill, this guy can't last long. Come on. There's no way. It makes no sense for him to still be the face of Wells Fargo. And sure enough, you knew it wasn't going to take long. So it was either resign or be removed. And I'm sure there was some deal there that led to him saying, okay, I'm going to resign. Justin Duckham joins us right at the top from Talk Media News. Inside the Beltway, no one better than Justin and the gang from TMN. So, Trump denying, the New York Times says, the groping allegations of a couple of women. Here we go again. It seems like every time I talk to you, we're talking about the war of words and something that Trump has said and something that's being denied. This is just typical for this campaign, right?
I mean, pretty much at this point, but this is really something that has taken a pretty dark turn in what has already been a very just depressing campaign in general. We now have seen about four allegations coming out tonight from women who have said that they have been groped or kissed inappropriately from Donald Trump. Apparently, there are about a dozen more that are expected to drop in the coming hours or days. Donald Trump, as you mentioned, had denied this, said that the work in the New York Times was a work of fiction, called the reporter who asked him about this a disgusting person, and is now threatening to sue the Legal Times via his campaign staff. That's coming out now. He's saying that it may not be a campaign lawsuit. He may sue them personally. He may go after them largely. But either way, it looks like the Trump team is kind of treating this like they're going to war. That's sort of the reports that are coming out from the campaign right now. And just a very strange, very just kind of shocking development to, again, what has already been just a very strange race.
Yeah, very, very strange race. I mean, now you even have Justin Mark Burnett, who was the guy behind The Apprentice, the celebrity apprentice in The Apprentice, saying, I've never been a Trump supporter. And remember, he said he couldn't release the Trump tapes, any kind of Trump information whatsoever. And then Barry Diller comes out and says, oh, that's BS. Trump tapes can be released. And I don't know. I mean, then you have this poll that says 57% say that Republican leaders hurt the party with the Trump criticism. So do you think, as you said, it now takes a dark turn? Is this affecting his chances, or do you think it's still too close to call?
I think it's absolutely affecting his chances. I think, the polling that we've seen following the release of the tape, certainly put Donald Trump into a bit of a tailspin. Looks like, Utah, according to one poll, is now tied. That was, supposed to be easy GOP territory. Clinton is up in Ohio by almost double digits. There's some belief that perhaps his debate performance on Sunday night could save him, could help elevate him into being to being a contender once again. But if we see any kind of results like we saw with the last, revelation with the Access Hollywood tape, and it looks like, we're going to have more issues along those kind of lines, it's probably going to have a similar effect in the polls. So I think at this point, if this kind of rollout continues, I think he's probably toast.
Let's jump to something else. What's being said about now, for the second time in a week, the Yemeni rebels have fired on one of our destroyers in the Red Sea? The tensions have to be really high. So this is kind of like a proxy war with Iran.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly something that's being, discussed pretty heavily. And this, of course, is coming on to some increased scrutiny that's going on over the situation in Yemen, primarily surrounding the U.S., you know, working with Saudi Arabia to sell weapons to the Houthi rebels. You know, this is something that has embroiled the U.S. in some pretty serious questions regarding human rights abuses from a, you know, detonation that ended up killing quite a few innocent civilians over the weekend. So that that situation, the, you know, reports of additional, you know, ordnance being fired at U.S. ships is something that hasn't really been fully explained. You know, the Houthi rebels have previously denied doing that. I am not exactly sure if they denied the most recent incident, but again, that's just a another strange development and something that is, you know, really just capturing a lot of the world's attention right now, considering that this is something that is getting, you know, much more heated and sort of been on the back burner for quite some time now.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, and then how about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's decision to weigh in on the Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback for the 49ers, and the fact that he's been taking a knee and not standing for the anthem, pointing out what's happening to the plight of so many black men he's talking about that have been unarmed and have been shot and killed by the police, and, of course, those tensions that are so high. And she says that, you know, it's enough is enough already with that. And he came out and said he was disappointed. Is there any buzz in Washington about her weighing in on that issue?
Yeah, you know, I actually, you know, talked to a few of my friends who are in sort of, you know, Democratic circles, some in the circles, and, you know, they just kind of acknowledged that, you know, hey, this is somebody who is pretty widely respected within a lot of these circles, primarily because she is somebody who speaks her mind, you know, somebody who's been a pretty forceful advocate, and somebody who's largely a symbol, you know, for a lot of people who are here in D.C. So there's sort of a tendency to forgive, even though most you know, people who would align with Bader, Ruth Bader Ginsburg politically, or would kind of elevate her to the sort of millennial cult status-like figure that she's become, would generally side with Colin Kaepernick on this. There's, you know, sort of a tendency to forgive her in this one, is kind of the word that I've heard, multiple times.
Yeah, to kind of let it ride, you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's how I've had it described to me, just, you know, you can never really expect to agree with somebody 110%, you know, particularly with somebody who is sort of elevated as a hero for a lot of people. There's always going to be sort of a, you know, an area that you may disagree on. So I don't think there's really much of a desire for people who would generally, you know, kind of push back against those who would criticize Colin Kaepernick to go after RBG on this one.
Yeah.
So that's just, just my experience from my from my social circle over here within the
You have a powerful social circle. Last time I was around you, you were dating a doctor, and there were so many people that were just trying to smooze up to you and get to know you because they knew you had ties to the White House. So I can, you know, because you knew the president's schedule, and yeah, I saw you have some definite power there.
I'm blushing.
Everybody wants to be friends with the guy who gets inside the White House and the Pentagon, and they think it's so glamorous, don't they?
I mean, if they only knew. If they only knew.
I love that. If they only knew. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You had a good one.
You too. True story, though. He really, there were a lot of people around Justin, and they were trying to talk to him, and I thought it was pretty funny. He's right. If they only knew what media. What is media these days, anyway? What media life was really like. Hang with us. The odds and ends on the day, including more on the Wells Fargo CEO resigning, plus the floods in the Carolinas. Hang tight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips are sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you.
All right, you know how we roll here. If you want to throw in your two cents, you certainly can. Jam on these numbers, 855, easy for me to say, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. You know, I said this at the top. It was inevitable that we would see Wells Fargo's CEO tumble down, right? We knew that. I mean, here's the thing. We always have this dog and pony show, because that's what it's like on the Hill. When it's just like the after the, you know, after the egregious thing has happened. It's, and we, I've said this before. We live such a reactionary type of climate when it comes to, oh, we're horrified. I mean, I can't believe it. I can't believe Wells Fargo pushing their, prodding their people pressure to create a product that they can't. CEO with a, why it happened, and we just accept it, take it as, a, you know, oh, here we go again, same old thing. So then we trot them up to the Hill and tongue lash them and just tell them how disgusted and disgraceful it is. I mean, we could plug in almost, you know, you could start with Big Tobacco. You could start with any other horrific spill of any sort, right? Exxon Valdez, the car. And it's the same thing. How about, and whatever happened to, instead of reactionary. Whatever happened to watchdogging? Whatever happened to groups that could get ahead of the curve? And I know they're out there. I mean, look, we have Justin Danhof on. He's constantly confronting one of my favorite attorneys, if there is such a thing. He's constantly confronting these big CEOs for talking out of both sides of their mouth. But, you know, it's all about getting heard, and it doesn't really go anywhere. And then what happens is you have this parade of nefarious characters that easily get grilled by some committee in Congress. And, of course, for the committee person, if I'm the senator or, let's be real, I mean, here I'm going to be the master of the obvious, but if I'm the committee person, I'm the committee chairwoman, and, I mean, you put this situation in front of me, what a layup, what a softball. The ball just floated right there. All I have to do is hit it out. Because who's going to jump on me for jumping on them? And, of course, that's the easiest thing you can do. Crazy. I mentioned the Navy retaliating for missiles fired at them. This situation is disconcerting, to say the least. So, fired at its ships off the coast of Yemen in the last couple of days, destroyed three radar sites in rebel-held territories, right? So the Navy's counterattack with the Tomahawk land attack cruise missiles approved by the president, saying that the Pentagon press secretary says the United States will respond to any further threat to our ships and commercial traffic as appropriate and will continue to maintain our freedom of navigation in the Red Sea and elsewhere around the world. The Tomahawks were fired from the USS Nietzsche at about 4 o'clock local time, according to the Pentagon. Radar at the sites was active during the launch of the cruise missiles. The radar sites were in remote areas. There was little risk, they say, this time of civilian casualties near this. Again, this is near the Red Sea, the sites of the stations were. So none of the enemy missiles damaged Navy ships, though, so you know that as well. But this is what's happening. While you were sleeping, all of this was going on, and hopefully it doesn't lead to anything bigger than what it is. Although the Navy striking back at these rebels in Yemen, which is the new hornet's nest or the old hornet's nest, depending on how you look at it, we've known for a long time. I mean, this is where there's trainings going on. You've got every different level of the kook terrorists that you can imagine. They're trying to make a name for themselves. And this is the new hell in the Middle East, I guess. Like I said, the new old hell, because it's been that way for a while. And, you know, it goes back to that whole thing. How do we destroy this enemy? What does that look like? And I think back, do you know that on Wednesday, it was 16 years since the USS Cole bombing. And you remember that. Was that not horrific? 17 sailors killed. So they had a ceremony in Norfolk, Virginia, and they read the names of the people that were killed. Some very, very young sailors were part of the group. Just where they were on the ship, that's whether they survived or not. And it was just absolutely terrible when that attack happened. And I even remember, I remember getting an email about it and thinking, wow, here we go. You got to be kidding. I mean, this is awful. Awful, awful, awful. So as we think about what's going on in Yemen, and we've got this naval ship and what they're doing, you remember back to the USS Cole and how sad that was. I said we would hopscotch in a couple of different directions. And the Arizona sheriff, who was a guest on the show a very, very long time ago, Sheriff Joe, the U.S. Justice Department announced that they're going to file a criminal contempt of court charge against the longtime sheriff less than a month before the elections, when he's seeking a seventh term in office. So it's funny. This is a guy who you either love or you despise because of how he decided a long time ago, actually, that he was not going to stand for what was happening, for what he was seeing. You know, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, he says he has to fight, because if he doesn't fight, who's going to fight for the people? So some of what he did, like I mentioned, was either an attaboy or, wow, this guy is so wrong about this. So they say they're going to pursue a criminal contempt charge against the Maricopa County Sheriff. And the reason specifically for defying orders to halt the immigration enforcement operations that made him, you know, the lightning rod. They say he could spend 6 months in jail. What would 6 months in jail be like for Sheriff Joe? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is kind of unprecedented almost. I mean, prosecutors endorsed a federal judge's findings that he intentionally violated the judge's order. But we haven't seen anything like this. The sheriff saying this is politically motivated because this is early voting. He's running for his seventh term. He said, I haven't done anything wrong. And that makes people like him even more, although there are people that don't like him. And most of them are people who had family members who were tossed across the border. So there are people protesting. There are anti-Maricopa County Sheriff Joe protests going on. But as polarizing as he is, I think they're still more pro-Joe. Here's what I got to say. You got to admire somebody who believes to the umpth degree that he is doing the right thing, and he's willing to take the consequences no matter what. Like, hey, I'm 84. Let me bag this career and go blue fishing. Let me go get on a boat. Let me kick my heels up. That's not Sheriff Joe. He was on, and when we talked to him, he was that way. He's been on a mission to do whatever he can to ensure that a lot of these drugs, a lot of the prostitution, a lot of the human trafficking, that was not going to happen on his watch. He was going to cut back and do whatever he could to get rid of the bad element coming across the border. All right, hang with us. On the flip side, we check the mail. Ooh, the mailbag is full. Plus, you can still weigh in, 855-266-5283.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Check the mailbag here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And we'll jump back on the campaign trail, give you some of the highlights on the day. Wow, we're less than 30 days to we elect another president, somebody else filling the rooms in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But who, oh, who will that be? So on that note, let's turn and check the mailbag. As we check the mail, we see this one from Allie, who says, "Hi, Kate. I just have to tell you, I cannot believe the nonsense that's going on with Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Dan in Texas and Grimm and others that try to defend him. He is a scumbag, Kate. And I know that you know that. And you know that it's not locker room talk as someone who's covered a locker room. And listen, I believe in freedom of choice, and I think everybody's free to vote for Donald Trump if they want to, but this is not a classy, great man. Let's be clear about that." Now they're saying that two women are saying that he touched them inappropriately. Trump's denying that, blah, blah, blah. There's an ex-beauty contest contestant saying Trump waltzed in where they were naked. Well, we know he told Billy Bush that he did that. So, well, here's the thing. Class or crass? You know, you decide. What do you think? Crass or class? I mean, the deal is, if I'm his aide, if I am Kellyanne Conway, I'm getting off of this as fast as I can. And I'm saying no tweets at 3 a.m. saying that this woman did this or that person did this or whatever. I mean, I said this a long time ago. What is it that you think and value in a president? What is it you, what is it you, that you would hold up? What are the three criteria in your head to a good leader, a great president? No one's 100%, so there's nobody on this planet that could fill that position that we would all agree on. There's no way. And then you could go down party lines, so that would even create more reasons why we wouldn't agree on who the leader of the free world is going to be. Yeah, right? We wouldn't. And I just can't believe, I mean, for me, I just can't believe, but this is what we're, this is how it is, that this is the situation we're in, that Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, that Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee, that we're talking about who did worse things, and he said, she said, and I mean, this just seems so crazy to me, when there's so many, I think there's so many brilliant people in this country, and maybe they, nobody wants to run for that gig because of what happens, but this is who's standing, this is who is running, this is who's gotten this far, and that's how we run our processes. So more on Trump. How about this? I got this one from Jake in Austin. Yo, Kate, I just got such a chuckle when I saw the story that Donald Trump wanted OJ on Celebrity Apprentice. I don't know if you saw that or not, but they said NBC went totally crazy when they thought about the OJ situation, and I thought about you interviewing OJ Simpson. I did an interview OJ Simpson, and trust me, I was very concerned about when I did it. This was right before he went to jail, 2007, and met him. They were trying to set up the interview with him, and I said, listen, I'm going to ask you all the same questions. And he said, well, every Katie Couric and everybody else asked me, so you can ask me the same questions. I mean, so the bottom line is, a lightning rod for opinion, O.J. Simpson. So you think NBC, the proposal was shot down by NBC at the time. This was 2008. They released a statement saying NBC reps have never considered O.J. Simpson for the next season of The Apprentice, nor will. But in interviews on TV and radio, Trump talked about he wanted Simpson to be on the show. You know, Trump said he wanted him. He said, but they went crazy. He said he was friendly and played golf with O.J. before the murder trial. He abandoned him when he realized he killed his wife. That's what Trump said. And then Howard Stern asked him, why would you put him on the apprentice if you say that he killed his wife? And he said, well, you know, in your business, there's a thing called ratings. And you can come up with a cure for cancer. I found out a lot about your business because, hey, I'm the biggest star. I'm now the biggest star. So I know that if you come up with a cure for cancer and if you put it on, and if it doesn't get ratings, they will not broadcast it. So I know this, if I put OJ on, huge ratings. But that didn't happen. And of course not, because there is no way that they would have ever allowed that to happen. So yes, I did see it. And a few people even asked me to weigh in on it, and there you go. All right, how about this? It seems like we're going down the kind of celebrity pass here. Amy sends me a note from Iowa. Kate, the story about Janet Jackson probably lost in all of the political back and forth. But did you see the story about Janet Jackson being pregnant at the age of 50? Yes, I did see that story. I guess she, you know, people were speculating that had seen her in Atlanta, that she was pregnant, and she said she feels blessed, and it's fantastic, and yes, it is true. She is pregnant. There was a lot of speculation about that she was. And now you can see clearly she tweeted out pictures and whatnot, and she is married to a billionaire. So she said she was halting her concert tour for personal reasons, and she was keeping a low profile, I suppose, to make sure that she was okay, you know, the pregnancy was okay. And once it was, she decided she would, and people were starting to speculate, she decided she would answer the questions. It's unbelievable what they can do these days. So, yes, she's not the first. In fact, we had on this show, we had somebody, I want to say she was like 51 or 52. She came on the show, and she's been on the show a few times, and she had twins at like 52. Yeah. All right, so we move on to yet another email. This one comes to us from Devin, and Devin says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you remember me or not. We met once a long time ago. You were very gracious. You were in Washington, D.C., and we talked about the show a little bit, and I have been a faithful follower ever since then. I was wondering as to what you think will happen to the people in Haiti after the devastation of Matthew. Because of what's happened here in the United States, I think that some of that gets lost as far as Haiti is concerned." Well, you know, the death toll, the official death toll, reports are saying it's like close to 900. The official list is at 473. So they still, I think, are trying to figure it out. They need food, they need water, they've got hygiene problems, they need medical supplies. You know, it was a Cat 4 storm, so it was devastating what happened in Haiti. And I've seen a lot of pictures, and yeah, I mean, just places are ripped up, furniture strewn, whatever furniture there was all over the place, water, standing water in houses, and, you know, you got people in shelters. They say like 175,000 people. Not that they weren't already having problems, but, I mean, this was right in the wake of the storm, so, as you can imagine, even worse than originally thought. It didn't look good because it was so, so close, and that's exactly it. Because of the proximity to the eye and whatnot, it was just, you know, again, just terribly, terribly pervasive in what it did, its damage to so many people. As for North Carolina, I'll throw this tidbit in. I got a couple of emails about this asking me after I had said stuff about the flood what was happening, one from Ray, one from Joseph, and one from Kevin. So I'm just going to address it all at once. What did I know about the flooding? The flooding was bad. I mean, there are a lot of rescue efforts that have been so successful, thank goodness, from people to dogs to whatever. But, you know, it's going to linger for days. It's just that kind of a bad, because of the dams bursting, eight of them in different counties, so that the water is just slow to recede. I saw a picture today of some people on their front porch, and right outside of their front porch is just all water. But they were back. I mean, they were back in their house. And then I saw a picture of, it looked like some sort of company. They had a bunch of vans and stuff, and they were all covered in water. They were just completely flooded. There was a bridge at the Tar River in Greenville, North Carolina. The bridge was closed because it flooded, and, you know, about 1,000 people came out to pray for the people who were missing or who had died. I mean, it's bad. I mean, bad. Cars covered, houses abandoned, water very slow, 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 slow to recede. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
It would be such a pity for those things now to perish.
Got you covered! All right, tail end of this hour of America Tonight. I said we would jump back on the campaign trail and give you the latest takeaways from that. So let's flush this out a little bit. Trump all over Paul Ryan, still the Speaker of the House. So now he's, besides Hillary Clinton, favorite target, or one of them anyway. And Trump is taking no prisoners on the Ryan thing and saying he's part of the problem. He says he's part of the sinister deal, specifically is the words that he used as he was campaigning and is tweeting things like that out and whatnot. And of course, there's no response from Paul Ryan, because he said he will not endorse him, basically, that he was going to work on what's happening at the Capitol, and that was it, and he wasn't going to campaign and can't condone his words. And so now there's no question he is absolutely fair game for Trump. Now, this is interesting because you have John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, who said, I'm voting for Trump. He said the Supreme Court decisions are vital. So it's clear the direction I'm going. He says he disagrees with Trump on many issues, but he supports him over Democrat Hillary Clinton because of Trump's promise to nominate conservative justices to the Supreme Court. And this is true. As you think about who's going to be the next president, the Supreme Court justice thing really hangs in the balance because the justices are going to serve 20, 30, 40 years. They'll have the biggest impact any president will have on our society and the economy. So if it's Clinton, it's Clinton. If it's Trump, it's Trump, obviously. But Boehner said he expects Republicans to hold on to control of the House of Representatives, and voters more than ever this year will be paying attention to down, what they call down ballot races. And Boehner said, I think we're going to see more ticket splitting than we've ever seen in an election where people typically would go in, vote for president, might not even vote in a congressional race. They will absolutely be voting this time around. But I don't think that's a surprise. I think he's absolutely 100% right on that. There will be a lot of people doing that voting where sometimes they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have done that. In Michigan, the Detroit News poll says Clinton has widened her lead over Trump in that state. The Detroit News survey of likely voters was taken after the presidential debate this past weekend. Clinton had 42.2%, Trump 30.6%, Libertarian Aware Zaleppo, Gary Johnson 10.3%, Green Party Jill Stein 4.6%. These are just polls, right? Then we've got Kellyanne Conway, who is Trump's campaign manager, who said, as she's doing a lot of interviews, said, listen, CNN is cherry-picking their comments. Cherry-picking their comments. And she was on, pretty much sparring with the anchor, Brianna Keeler, over the coverage of Trump. Keeler was guest hosting the Situation Room. She asked Kellyanne Conway about the accusations of this former Teen USA contestant that Trump walked in on contestants when some of them were topless or naked when he owned the pageant. She said she had no way of knowing what happened in 2001 and is working on Trump's current campaign. She also pressed Conway on charges in a speech earlier in the day that Hillary Clinton should be jailed because that's what Trump said. And Conway said the comment was a small portion of a much larger speech, and that's when she accused CNN of selectively, mind you, covering less important aspects of Trump's campaign. So, I think everybody's a little hot at this point over what's happening, right? That's what it seems like to me. And she's pretty well spoken and can think quickly on her feet. So when she's throwing a curveball, she knows how to knock it down. By the way, a lot of athletes are commenting on Trump saying that it was locker room talk, including King James. LeBron James said that's trash talk when he was asked. He said that's not locker room talk, it's trash talk. James said, we don't disrespect women in no shape or fashion in our locker rooms. We don't say that kind of stuff. That never comes up. LeBron James said, look, I got a mother-in-law, a wife, a mom, a daughter. Those conversations just go on in our locker room. He said the types of conversations that happen are about sports highlights, family, game strategy, that kind of stuff. James, of course, recently signed a 3-year deal worth, ready for this, $100 million with the Cavaliers. And in full disclosure, he definitely supports Hillary Clinton, the Democrat, for president. So he's made no secret of that when he was asked that question. But other athletes have been asked the question and are coming up with similar answers. That there's, sure, a lot of things they discuss in the locker room, but it's not what they're terming what was going on with Trump. But, to me, again, it doesn't matter what we call it or what's being said. It's a question of what's the reaction to that, and is the further fervor still there or not? Is it there or not? A couple of other quickies, too, to get in here that are part of the buzz happening in the land. I mentioned the Wells CEO resigning. That's effective immediately, and it's not a surprise because it's, he was somebody that became larger than life and had really no answers for what was happening at Wells Fargo. I mean, they've got this customer account scandal that's ridiculous. And the idea of him saying, I've been deeply committed and focused on managing the company through this period. I've decided it's best that I step aside. Of course, it's best that he step aside. I mean, 34 years he was with the company. 34 years. But because it's just so big, opening 1.5 million phony bank and credit card accounts without customer consent. Wow. Going all the way back to 2011. Customers unaware of the fraudulent accounts that were created in their name until they were charged unexpected fees or got credit or debit cards in the mail they didn't request. Ugh, brutal. How are you supposed to trust the banking industry when stuff like that's happening? So of course he had to resign. Are you kidding me? How could he stay as the CEO? He couldn't. I'm surprised it took as long as it did and wasn't almost overnight completely. It's the only way it makes sense. They can't have him continue to be the face. Just can't have that. By the way, good news, if your phone is on fire because you have a Samsung 7, they're going to destroy every single Note 7 on the planet. Supposedly. How are they going to do that? They're going to have like the burning of Sosobra. They're going to just have a big Burning Man party. Can you imagine? Global recall. But this time, rather than swapping out the problems, refurbishing them and trying to salvage the phone, they're going to completely kill it off. The motherboard is not good in these phones. If you have one, get to the store fast. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
At last, my love has come along.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.